Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Pro-government forces in Syria have continued their assault on the rebel-held territory of Eastern Ghouta. The UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, has demanded an immediate ceasefire for the enclave.
Security Council resolutions are only meaningful if they are effectively implemented. And that is why I expect the resolution to be immediately implemented and sustained. It's high time to stop this hell on earth.
Observers say at least 10 civilians were killed in the latest airstrikes, but the Russian foreign minister said a truce would not cover what he called the fight against terrorists, a term Syria's Kremlin-backed government uses about many of its opponents. Sergei Lavrov also stressed that a ceasefire could only begin after all sides agreed how to implement it. Meanwhile, Turkish forces and their allies have stepped up their attacks on the Kurdish-held enclave of Afrin in northern Syria. The Turkish government says the UN-brokered ceasefire does not apply as it regards the Kurdish YPG as a terrorist group. For its part, the YPG has said it'll respond if it comes under attack. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has lambasted certain European leaders for xenophobia and racism. Zayd Raad Al Hussein singled out the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban for comments about the mixing of races. And in an apparent reference to a recent remark by the Polish Prime Minister, he criticized comments apparently blaming Jews for involvement in the Holocaust. Imogen Folks is in Geneva.
The UN's most senior diplomats believe they are seeing an erosion of respect for human rights worldwide. Zayd Raad Al Hussein warned that in Europe, xenophobes and racists were casting off any sense of embarrassment. Zayd Raad Al Hussein called for more support for the UN's human rights work and warned that unrest, political instability and conflict were proven consequences of neglecting human rights.
BBC News.